tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's December 4th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The big news today is probably the biggest news to come out of the EV space in a number of years. It is official. Tesla-based Plug will be the new federal EV charging standard. The Biden administration will officially update the federal EV charging standard to the J3400 connector based on Tesla's NACS Plug, acting Federal Highway Administrator Kristen White announced yesterday. Independent standards organization SAE International announced in October that it released J3400, the new open standard based on the Tesla charging technology. Yesterday, White said at a conference hosted by the Alliance for Automotive Innovation, quote, "In the coming weeks, you will see an update from the federal agencies on what we call the J3400 standard. That will be the standard moving forward, and we're really happy to report that." White told Politico that the update, which will provide clarification under flexibilities under the existing rule, would be completed before the Trump administration takes over. The Federal Highway Administration plans to issue FAQs and hold a webinar on December 17th. Now, that's huge news for EVs. Having a universal charging standard is going to eliminate one of the many, many confusing aspects of EV ownership and EV transition. So it's good to see that. Another aspect that challenges new EV owners is the payment experience once you get to these chargers. Is it a charge point? Is it Electrify America? Who knows? You have to have apps for all of them or some of them or most of them. But now that's going away. No apps, no swipes. Every EV will get supercharger-like charging access in 2025. It's called Universal Plug-in Charge, the ability for any EV to plug in and start charging without having to open an app, swipe a card, or press any buttons first. It'll be ready in 2025 and promises to make EV charging much, much easier thanks to a joint effort between the Society of Automotive Engineers, the SAE, and Biden administration's Joint Office of Energy and Transportation. The idea, of course, isn't new. Tesla system already works like this, but it can do so since it's vertically integrated and one company controls the entire process. For public chargers that have to serve several different types of cars, the back end hasn't always been available to allow this sort of charging. The problem is the lack of a public key infrastructure, PKI, to authenticate vehicles and payments. Public keys are a cryptographic mechanism that allow for secure authentication. One example is website certificates, so your computer can know that it's looking at a legitimate website. In Europe, this PKI is provided by a company called Hubject, which verifies charging sessions on European public chargers. But in the US, nobody has coalesced around a single company or organization to provide these certificates until now. A solution has been in the works for a few years, and it's about ready to go in the form of what's colloquially referred to as Universal Plug-in Charge and technically referred to as the ISO 15118 standard. Today, a consortium of companies, the SAE and the Biden administration, announced Universal Plug-in Charge will come online in 2025. Now, while we're talking about Tesla chargers, Tesla charging capability, and all that stuff becoming the standard, we have to mention that the Cybertruck has not quite become the universal trucking standard that initial estimates and projections had sought. But it's even worse because Tesla has shut down rumors of the Cybertruck going to China. Tesla has officially shut down rumors that it's bringing the Cybertruck to China anytime soon, as production in the U.S. appears to be throttling down, and there are even some rumors about employees being told to stay home. Now, that's pretty self-explanatory. There's not much more to go into there. You guys hate it when I talk about things going badly for Tesla anyway, so we're going to move on and keep it positive. GM and EVgo have doubled their DC fast chargers to 2,000 units in the last 16 months alone. The latest addition to the EVgo charging network is a fast charging station in Murrieta, California, off I-215 in Riverside County. The station features five 350 kilowatt fast chargers that can serve up to 10 EVs at once. It's near restaurants, coffee shops, and retail. The GM EVgo partnership has resulted in DC fast chargers at more than 390 locations in 45 metro markets across 32 states, focusing on spots like grocery stores, shopping centers, and city centers. Their goal is to make charging convenient for those who can't do it at home, such as renters or people living in apartments. For those folks, finding a nearby fast charger can be a game changer, and the GM EVgo partnership is on track to reach its goal of 2,850 DC fast chargers nationwide. It plans to build 400 at flagship locations in major markets, including California, Florida, New York, and Michigan. It's been fast progress, too. In August of 23, GM and EVgo brought their 1,000th charging stall online in the Chicago suburb of Woodbridge, Illinois, in just 16 months. They've doubled their shared EV footprint, including highway rest stops across interstate routes. Wade Sheffer, vice president of GM Energy, said, "Our collaboration with EVgo underscores our dedication to providing EV drivers with the best possible experience by expanding reliable fast charging infrastructure across the country." So that's great news for GM, great news for EVgo, but they're not the only American automaker making great strides in the EV space. Ford has set a new EV sales record in November, even as demand for the F-150 Lightning slips. Although Ford set a new monthly EV sales record this month, demand for the electric F-150 Lightning pickup continued to fall. Luckily, higher Mustang Mach-E and E-Transit sales have carried the weight. The automaker sold 166,000 vehicles in the U.S. last month, up 14% year over year and its best November sales month since before the pandemic. Ford set a new monthly EV sales record with 10,821 all-electric models sold in November, up 21% despite record-setter performance. Ford sold fewer F-150 Lightning pickups than last November. F-150 Lightning sales fell 17% from November 23 to 3,600 last month. Through the first 11 months of the year, Ford Lightning sales are still up 39% year over year at 28,300. Meanwhile, Ford's other two all-electric models boosted the growth. With another 5,900 Mustang Mach-E units sold last month, Ford's electric crossover remains a top seller in the U.S. And through November, Ford has sold nearly 45,000 Mach-E models, 25% more than the roughly 36,000 handed out last year. Ford's electric vans saw significantly higher sales, with 1,240 E-Transit vans sold last month, up 358%. That's a lot from November of 2023. Now, obviously, we're talking about EVs. We're talking about different ways to get around, big trucks, big vans. But there's more to the e-mobility market than cars, trucks, and vans. I'm talking, of course, about e-bikes. And today's episode is sponsored by Buzz Bicycles, an omnichannel e-bike brand that prioritizes direct-to-consumer sales and has found success in its mission to deliver ultimate transportation solutions at an excellent value for its growing base of e-bike enthusiasts. The company has adopted an ethos that the freedom of riding should be fun and accessible for everyone, no matter what adventure lies ahead. As such, the Buzz team has utilized decades of industry experience to deliver a portfolio of e-bikes, all of which have been conceived and designed in Dayton, Ohio, to be comfortable, fast, powerful, safe, and affordable. That lineup includes the Centris folding e-bike, which is as versatile and compact as it is fun. The Class 2 folding e-bike can easily navigate tougher terrain thanks to its 20x4-inch knobby tires and front suspension. The Centris is powered by a 48-volt, 500-watt-hour battery pack that can propel it to 20 miles an hour for an all-electric range of 40 miles on a single charge. When you're not riding, the Centris can fold neatly into 34x22-inch package, making it easy to store at home or carry in a vehicle on your way to your next ride. The Centris folding e-bike is available at buzzbicycles.com at a sale price of $899. However, you can use the promo code ELECTRIC200 for an additional $200 off. That's a $500 total discount. Buzz Bicycles Black Friday deals are available now at the link in the description below through December 8th. So check them out while supplies last. Thank you, of course, to Buzz Bicycles for sponsoring our little program. Now, finally, we usually talk about the grid, talk about energy, talk about sustainability. We're going to talk about something a little more offbeat today to close out the show. We're talking about the sustainability that you get by converting your classic car to electric power. And Electrogenic is giving Mazda Miata fans an EV version with a plug-and-play conversion kit for the original Mark 1 MX-5. The first generation MX-5 is the latest vehicle to receive Electrogenic's plug-and-play EV capabilities from a conversion kit that contains proprietary powertrain technology and integrated software suite. We've previously seen Electrogenic adapt its EV technology in a 1960s Jaguar E-Type, a 1929 Rolls-Royce Phantom II, and most recently the DeLorean DMC-12 from Back to the Future. Now, the company has delivered the potential for a Mazda Miata EV, something many in the MX-5 community have been pining for. Electrogenic's drop-in kit creates an EV version of the original Miata, a model that remains beloved despite being more than 30 years old, and for the really old guys among us, myself included, we all know that it's basically just a Japanese Lotus Elan, so it's really been kicking for about 60 years. Electrogenic CEO Steve Drummond elaborated, "We're delighted to introduce the latest addition to our world-leading range of plug-and-play EV conversion kits. We've long been intrigued by the concept of a light, well-balanced rear-wheel drive electric classic, one that truly delivers when it comes to the old-school thrill of driving. It seems we weren't alone, as we've received a great deal of interest in the idea of an MX-5 conversion over the years, and it's exciting to finally reveal our creation to the world and give Miata fans the chance to electrify one of the most popular sports cars in history. To enable the Miata EV conversions, Electrogenic created a package that is straightforward to install and can be fitted by any trained mechanic in just a few days. To accomplish this, the MX-5 was 3D scanned so the 42 kilowatt OEM grade battery assembly could be placed precisely under the hood where the 1.8 liter four-cylinder engine previously lived. Batteries were fitted in the rear in place of the fuel tank, but Electrogenic was able to leave the trunk space undisturbed, so luggage capacity remains the same. According to the company, the Mazda conversion weighs only 200 pounds more than the original. As such, the Mazda EV's weight distribution remains identical, while its power-to-weight ratio has been improved by 21%. The 42 kilowatt-hour battery pack powers an electric motor that sends 160 horsepower into a single-speed fixed-ratio gearbox, delivering 2,500 newton-meters of torque to the Miata's rear wheels. That is bananas in a Miata. The EV power jumps from 116 in the original gas Miata and can propel the all-electric Miata from 0 to 60 in about 6 seconds. Like the original, the converted MX-5 can reach a top speed of 115 miles an hour. Additionally, the Mazda Miata EV conversion delivers 150 miles of range in real-world driving and can fast charge in under an hour using a CCS plug. Always exciting to see stuff like that. Love the idea of electric Miata. Personally, I don't know, I'd rather probably put an LS motor or a 5.0 Mustang in there, but hey, don't tell anybody this is electric. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any more of the exciting new things happening. This has been a bananas week. December is turning out to be a crazy month for EV news, and we're only 4 days into it.